The invitation is to settle in to yourself, to settle into the practice. Maybe start, if you haven't already gone inwards, by noticing your surroundings, wherever you are, and taking in everyone who's here, virtually or in person. Taking in the ambient soundscape as people settle in here, or perhaps you're settling in yourself. And acknowledging whatever is true for you as you're here. Noticing your posture and choosing as best you can a posture that balances your head over your spine or aligns your head and your spine if you're lying down. A posture that balances softness, ease, and awareness. And then allowing the attention to go inwards. If it feels okay for you, in this tradition, the invitation is to close your eyes. Ensure anything that might interrupt your meditation in terms of alerts or rings or buzzes is off or silent. You may be taking a few somewhat slower, deeper breaths, allowing the body, the heart, the mind to settle. Noticing how the breath feels. There's no right or wrong way for the breath to feel today. And allowing the inhale to nourish you. And on the exhale, inviting, letting go, relaxation. And then allowing the breathing to be normal, natural. And choosing an anchor of attention for the present moment that feels right for you can continue with the breath. Settling the attention on the inhale or the exhale. Or perhaps the broad field of sensations through your body. Sitting, supported by the earth. Or on a rainy day like today, it can be nice to open to the ambient soundscape. Inviting spacious awareness. Noticing the still points between breaths or sounds or sensations. and appreciating everything that arises and fades between the stop point. And when it feels right, if it feels right, at any point in this meditation, you can open up to the flow of all phenomena moving through, relaxing, receiving, allowing. We'll meditate in silence for the next 35 minutes or so. Before I stop talking, the invitation is, if the mind wanders off and you notice, oh, I've been lost in thought, rather than feeling frustrated or sad or bad about that, appreciate each moment of awareness that brings you back to this moment. Kind awareness. Even a loving interest in what arises now. So many moments of our meditation together. The invitation is to recollect any moments of rest, relaxation, peace, goodness, mindfulness, no matter how small, during this meditation. And to gather them in and savor them in your heart and your mind. Steep in them. And any moments of difficulty or challenge, turn towards them with patience, kindness, compassion. Nothing left out, everything allowed. And then turning your inner gaze outwards. Your heart's inner gaze, first to the other practitioners together today. And offering a moment of metta, kindness, friendliness, goodwill. And then allowing the circle of compassion and kindness to widen to those your life touches. Here, near, or far. And allowing the circle to expand still further. Above, below, around, and everywhere. Wishing all in its path, metta, kindness. So everyone, welcome again. Welcome. Unlike the other sits on the weekdays here, this sit goes for a full hour. If you need to leave at 45 minutes, that's totally fine. So I'll be offering a 15-minute reflection on this drizzly second week of our new year. Talk about, actually ask you to use your imagination. You can close your eyes again if you want, or not if you don't. But to imagine Imagine a path winding through an ancient cathedral-like forest canopy. And as you move along this path, maybe the light dapples through the trees. There's a sense of deep silence, reverence, presence from the ancient forest around you. And as you wander this path, you've come upon a clearing. And in the middle of this clearing, no brush, no smaller trees, there's a single massive tree trunk rising up from the earth, a Bodhi tree. Heart-shaped leaves, sinuous roots, an arc of partitions in the trunk sloping into these roots. There's a feeling of silent awe there, deep trust in the quiet and majesty of this place. You're welcome to keep your eyes closed if you wish, or to open them. To imagine that this is the root, the kind of tree the Buddha sat under when the Buddha awakened. His practice was in the forest. And when he sat with a tremendous amount of trust, not just in spiritual practice, but also in the safety of being in the field of that practice in the forest. The interlinked network of all those roots, all those trees, the Bodhi tree itself, the tree that symbolizes awakening. The one of the important roots, foundations, sources of the path of happiness, of contentment on the path, is trust, confidence in the practice, certain kind of trust in the growth of the practice, not unlike the growth of that tree. Here's two Pali words often used for trust, confidence, both of which are closely related to the word for tranquility. And I don't think this is an accident. One is sada, settling of the heart resting upon. Resting upon trust. And the other, closely related, is avecha pasada, which is verified trust. Now, verified trust or verified confidence is when we've tasted moments of freedom, no matter how small in this practice, moments of clarity, of calm, of waking up to something. Something that maybe gives more of a perspective, more ease, more distance from the stressors or difficulties of the day. So I'm just reflecting on this rainy day here in Santa Cruz about trusting the practice and how that can lead to an intrinsic joy. An intrinsic joy in the journey itself, that just being on a path, just sitting under that tree can be satisfying, can be helpful, can be nourishing. I recalled recently, as a kid, my parents and I hiked a good chunk of the Appalachian Trail, not the whole thing, but a reasonable chunk, a week or so. My sister was there too. And I don't remember exactly how old we were. We weren't terribly old, like tweens or early teens, maybe. And that there was something really different about the vistas that we saw hiking the Appalachian Trail than any of the vistas we'd seen driving through the region. Because we'd walked there, we'd worked for it, we'd gone through the landscape and really become intimate with the territory. And it can be like that with this path. There might be other ways to get glimpses of really powerful experiences, sometimes luck or happenstance, even. And there's something powerful and integrating about walking a path and getting to know the territory and honestly working a little bit for those vistas, showing up regularly to meditate, integrating some of the ideas or the experiences into daily life, beginning to integrate awareness itself into daily life. So trusting includes trusting the benefits of just showing up over and over again, of training this heart and this mind, that the conditions change and then the outcomes change. Our conditions aren't always chosen either, and still, our choices create new conditions. A teacher I really enjoy, Susie Harrington, outdoor teacher, nature dharma teacher, has the story of a kayaker in whitewater. She doesn't choose, she chooses to get in the river, but she doesn't choose the conditions of the river that day. She doesn't get to pick where the boulders are, how much water is in the river. But she gets in the boat, and the boat's flowing on the stream. And the choice is in the attending carefully to experience, shifting weight, noticing where we're going, flipping the paddles, and avoiding the rocks and flowing downstream. And that, friends, that is a powerful place. That's like our lives, right? We're in a current of our lives. Some of the conditions of our lives we got to pick, some of them we didn't, honestly. And yet, there's that little area of choice, building new conditions, flowing with what is, going with the flow, but intelligently, not just reflexively. So, trusting the unfolding of the river and making wise choices. Now that's my little riff today on trusting the unfolding path, the unfolding river of practice. And just encourage you, stay close to that idea, however much you meditate, twice a day, daily, weekly, sporadically, to let it nourish you. Thank you for your kind attention. Were there any Sangha announcements before I formally close this?
I can do my little riff.
Great. Thank you, Manny.
So want to acknowledge that Insight Santa Cruz does not charge a dime for any of its programs. And we are very fortunate to have the lights and the heat on and cost money to do that. And whatever you can donate is much greatly appreciated. Yeah, you can go online and donate there. Also, you can go online and volunteer. That's another way to do this. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Manny. Manny is a wonderful example of volunteering here. And to add too, that another form of generosity, each of you are already practicing, is doing this practice together. We support each other in this. We would literally not be here if y'all didn't come, right? And your practice of benefits, it ripples outwards into the world. It really does. So to trust that, if you're not of the means to give any other way, to trust that you can pay it forward in the way you show up with yourself and in the way you show up with other people. And if you happen to be of the means to help, great. Our annual fund is going for another few weeks. There are contributions available for that online. But to know that you are deeply welcome here, whether or not you can give. Your practice is gift enough. Okay. Final announcement is that tomorrow night I will be teaching the second of a three-part series on three roots of well-being. It's from 6 to 7:30. It's both online and in person, and everyone is warmly welcome to join for that. It's more of a class format. We meditate, I go do a little riff, and then we have more of a discussion, sometimes small group discussions. So please enjoy your practice, enjoy your week, and I will see you all next week. May all beings everywhere benefit from our practice together.
Hey Dawn,
Yes.
did you record last Wednesday's?
I did. It's just not uploaded yet because I have not had the time.
Understand. I can come even though I missed the first one, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Cool. See you
And
tomorrow.
it will be uploaded today, so if you want to listen to it before you come, you can do that.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.